You're listening to Free It On Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're cruising. We got a great holiday show for you. We're going to have Bruce Turkel talking about branding in 2017, but we're going to get our start with Philip Spiegelman. Philip is the principal of ISG World. He is recognized as one of the leading experts in the world on marketing condominiums, certainly here in South Florida. Philip is also a prolific developer, so he's got his eye on all aspects of the real estate business. Phil, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. Good to be here.
All right. Now, Philip, you guys recently produced your annual market study, so I know we're going to be talking a little bit about that. But before we get started, I'd like to get your gut feel on where we are today in the real estate market.
Well, we're at a moment in time, as we have been so many times before, another part of a cycle. And right now the cycle is at a bit of an ebb. And so what we're experiencing is a bit of a slowdown. It's been like that for most of the year of 2016. And what that really means is it's a great opportunity for people to come out here and buy property. Some of the most outstanding real estate in the world is being produced right here in South Florida. And the opportunities today are better than ever. There are developments that are either just being finished or in the process of being finished. And those units, those condominium apartments that are still left are the greatest opportunity in the market today. So if you're a buyer, if you're a prospect, if you're a broker, if you're involved in the real estate business, this is the time to be out there. Bring your clients, bring yourself, go see a property that you're interested in, and it's time to make a deal.
Now, you're talking about the fact that it's time to make a deal, but you're really not just saying that. You've got some empirical evidence to back you up. Can you give me a couple of facts and figures? Just a flavor, Phil.
Well, here's really what the bottom line is. We have not nearly the kind of overbuilt inventory that the media has in many cases reported. And so the fact of the matter is that in most cases, a developer has the last of the units that they develop are their profit. That's where they get back the money they invested and they make a profit. So what we're down to now in a cycle is we see statistically that if you look at every submarket in the South Florida neighborhood east of I-95, principally where we report on,
right,
and you look at each of those submarkets and where people have talked about, oh, we may have 3, 4, 5 years of inventory, the fact remains is that in cases we have something less than a year to maybe a maximum of 14 months inventory from Brickell to Edgewater to Sunny Isles and the beaches, all of these markets are really in much better shape and much better condition than the media would have us believe. So the opportunity isn't a long opportunity. It's a window that's open, and it's one that people should take advantage of. And when I say that, I say we look at statistics, and we look at statistics that say what has been the historical absorption of property,
right,
over a period, and we took in this last report 5 years. What has been the 5-year absorption average for each submarket in the South Florida east of 95 area? And in each of those submarkets, every single one of them, we are either less than or equal to a year worth of inventory. That's not an unhealthy market.
Now, let me say one thing that most people don't understand, certainly not the writers at the New York Times or Wall Street Journal, and that's that this inventory that you're talking about doesn't just come online in a nice, even stream that looks like a line. It comes in big, lumpy bumps. And a lot of the units have already been spoken for by people that are buying all cash, that are well-moneyed. In fact, some of the scuttlebutt in the market was that they'd need loans, but they're closing without the loans.
Well, we're finding that as each of these buildings becomes ready for occupancy, and depending on the conditions, whether it's an offshore buyer or even a domestic buyer, if they feel that they'd like to leverage, then they come in and they take a mortgage by today's standards, maybe 50%, 40% of the purchase price. Really not a lot. It's
right.
Not high leverage, not like what we used to have. So what we find is that if they feel they'd like to keep some of that money in their pocket, they take out a loan, they leverage, and they hold it for maybe 2, 3, 5 years, and then they refinance or they cash it out. But all in all, we're a cash-driven market, both domestically and offshore. And frankly, when you look at what's happening with our new president-elect, we've already had an interest rate rise. We've seen the markets go really insane in just the last 6 weeks. So we're seeing some pressure on the U.S. dollar getting stronger and stronger. That may influence how much people want to borrow.
You know, the other thing is that a lot of these people are going to close, and then they're going to turn around and put them back on the market. And once they're a resale, a local person can come in and get a standard loan at 70-75%. And some of the smaller units and some of the less expensive buildings, maybe they're even going to get government approval, and they'll be able to get a government insured loan. So there is going to be an aftermarket for these units. The other thing that people don't realize is that all the people that feasted on the block units before are already calling the developers, trying to get the developer closeout units. So there's a lot of energy to do transactions in the market today, and it all benefits the buyer.
There's no question about it. We see opportunists out there with plenty of money and looking for a chance to come in and buy up inventory at good prices. Because, look, there's one thing that our Miami report tracks year in and year out, and that's what's the long-term prospects for South Florida. And the long-term prospects for South Florida are nothing but on an upward trend. So, you know, if you can buy real estate, hold on to it. That's the old story. The people that can hold are the people that make out. But if you can hold on to your real estate, the future for South Florida is incredible. The population growth is outstanding. Our respect and our the way we're viewed throughout the world as one of the top 10 cities where people with money want to be and will spend and invest. It's as good a reason as any to want to be part of this real estate market.
You know, I've been filming us on YouTube, and I want to apologize for the people on YouTube. I didn't get started in time because I was too focused on getting Phil's credentials rolled out correctly. But they're important, Phil, because you've been down here for a while. You're one of the, can I just say it this way, deans of the marketing for the condo units.
Thank you.
You have been international. You have reach all the way to China now.
We do. In fact, I was in China just last year, opening up the doors for our company to set up the same kind of network of relationships that we did in Latin America many years ago. And China, which is a long-term prospect, is still one where the same principles apply.
Well, what I'd like to do is go to a break, maybe a little early here, because I want to come back. I want to talk about how you're helping to build Miami's brand overseas. And I use the word brand as Brewster Kell's eyes light up, because maybe Bruce can give us a little insight and give us some thoughts about how Miami's brand is playing internationally and standing up to what is an assault based on only a historic approach, not necessarily one that looks at today and the future. So stick with us. We're going to have some great information you'll be able to use right away, especially if you're in the real estate business. Philip and I are going to talk to Brewster Kell. We're going to get some great things you can use to market your properties right now. So stick with us. Wanda, give it to me.
I dream